Okay, let's get back to sleep. Vata tetzave eis ches. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining the sequence of the pasuk that through the Jews taking the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu, and through the level of kosis, he reached the level of mor, and he explained that in every generation, the Moshe Rabbeinu of every generation brings what that generation needs. So generation that needs Mesiras Nefesh, like was Mordechai, in a certain respect, Mordechai is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Mordechai revealed the level of kosis. Through kosis, Mordechai revealed the level of the essence of the Neshama, and the other Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Mesiras Nefesh. And he says the Mesiras Nefesh of all the Yid was in Purim, because there was a Gzeir against every Yid, and therefore, it says Mordechai was like Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rebbe adds, it's Friedrich Rebbe Paskind on himself, that he is also the leader of the entire Jewish nation. So he says in Ches, V'apizei yishlevai hekeshev v'seder inyon b'maimer. Now we can explain, it says, B'bir ha-pasik v'ato tzitzava. Now we can understand the sequence of the pasik. Shebechil ha-mevar tzit pirish ato tzitzava is b'nei Yisrael. That first of all, the Friedrich Rebbe explains the meaning of Ata Tetzavas B'nai Yisrael, Shemeshe Mekashe Mechabes B'nai Yisrael. The Meshe Rabbeinu binds and connects the Yidin with their Ein Sof. Shuzonim Mefanis Samunim, that through this that he feeds Emunim. Ulachas, and he explains, Shagam Reish Yisrael Shebechol Doris Pashtus the Meshe. Not only Meshe Rabbeinu does this, but every generation's Meshe Rabbeinu. Mechazkim Samunim the Yisrael, strengthen the Amun of Yidin. He strengthened the Amun of the Yidin to such an extent. To stand firmly with Torah mitzvahs. And then he explains the Maiva Pirish Kosis Lamor, that the Atzah Tetzavah speaks about Moshe himself. This, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reveal the essence, the ma'or of the Jew. Etzem ha'neshama is be'ikai deis pashtus adelei shebizman ha'golus kosis. In other words, this, that Moshe Rabbeinu's function was to reveal the ma'or of the neshama, was primarily when the generation had kosis. In other words, it wasn't so much Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is the first, and everyone is Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu's power was to reveal the ma'od that every single Jew had, primarily in the generation of Kosis. That that they awaken within the Jews the power of Mesiras Nefesh, okay? So the Rebbe is explaining that Moshe Rabbeinu is the essence of all Moshe Rabbeinus. But Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished that in a generation where there is kosis, then the tzaddik, the Rebbe of that generation, is able to reveal the more. Tzarchov, but then we need to understand the level of kosis lamor is connected to the connecting Yidin to Hashem. That the Moshe Rabbeinu every generation, connect the Yidin with Hashem, yet kosis lamor is connected v'yukhelech Hashem and Zayizach. According to the whole explanation of the Maimed, through Va'ata Tetzavah B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu connects the Eden to Hashem. In a level of Kosis, he reveals Mar. So Kosis Tamar should be closer to Va'ata Tetzavah B'nei Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu binds the Eden, especially when Kosis Tamar. But over here, it seems that the level of Kosis Lamor is connected more to the V'yikhoi Lecha, bringing the oil to Moshe, rather than the level of Moshe Rabbeinu binding the Eden to Hashem. Seemingly implies in the Pasuk that through this that the Yidden add power to Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, the feet elevate the head, that is when you get Kasson Slamoyev. What?
Isn't this a contradiction to what he said in the previous paragraph, that to get to the Mar is only through Mrs. Nefesh? Now this is
that's Kasson.
So it's synonymous.
Kasson means tortured.
It's synonymous.
Yeah.
So I have another question. What? Is that the only way to get to the Mar?
It's only way to be Vilmar is through Kasson.
I mean,
not fetched.
I mean, why can't we come to the Mara to some positive?
Because revelations are contradictory to the revelation of the essence.
Contradictory.
Because etzem, by definition, as the expression goes, built in as gala, essence cannot be revealed, because any revelation is limited in how it's revealed. Unless if Rebbe is going to explain later that unless if it's kosis, it's contradictory.
Why kosis is necessary?
Because
Moshe should be able to boom. Why do we need to?
Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go boom. If Moshe was able to go boom, then it would be Moshe Rabbeinu's accomplishment. Can Hashem bring Mashiach in a second?
Yes.
Why doesn't he? I promise you, he wants Mashiach more than we do. Because he wants to reveal himself. He wants to fulfill the purpose of creation, yeah? So why doesn't Hashem just poom, poop, whatever he said, poom, poop. Why can't Hashem just reveal and make Mashiach? Because that's worthless. Because then we didn't do it. Hashem wants us to do it. Dira v'tachtena means we make the dwelling place. For Hashem to build a palace, what's the big deal? Poof, and it's built. Hashem says, I want you to build. Why did Hashem make, we learned, why did Hashem make the whole Eitz Hadas? Hashem created a perfect world. Shkoyach, Hashem made a perfect world. No, big deal. Hashem said, no, that's no good. I want people to make a perfect world. But if it's a perfect world, how do you make it perfect? It's already Hashem's perfection. So you have to break it. Yes? So Adam and Eve sinned. And then the whole process.
The only way to get to
Mar is through Kasson. And the Rebbe is going to explain later on in the Maimer. The Rebbe is going to explain later on in the Maimer. It's even more than the Kasson through Mordechai. Now Mashiach's coming. We don't have today Hamans. We don't have today people. Communism doesn't exist today. Fighting Torah mitzvahs. What causes do we have now, yeah, that's going to bring Ma'ad? Some complacency. So that's the whole, I won't say the chiddush of the Maimer, but the whole point that Rebbe is bringing out in the Maimer is there's a level of Ma'ad that comes from causes of the fact that you're causist, pressed against Yiddishkeit, anti-Semitism. There's a higher level of causes that your complacency of galus, that's all, that bothers you, that's causes. And that reveals the ultimate mod, i.e. Mashiach. That's why L'chaira, if you think about it, the Rebbe is explaining over here the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh of every single Jew is Purim. Yeah? Real causes and real mod. So why didn't Mashiach come then? Mashiach should have come then. Because that's not the ultimate level of kosis and mar. There's a higher level of kosis and mar. And that's our generation. Complacency.
There can't be more complacency than what I know right now.
That's right. That's the problem.
That's the worst.
Yeah. People don't want it.
It's a problem.
The problem is the solution. By the way, in life, most problems, I would say, is the solution.
How do you say that? You have to be Roy Mashamullah. You have to see it.
What brings out a greater accomplishment? When you have a problem, you don't have a problem. When you have a problem, right? When you have a challenge, okay, a nisoyen, you have a challenge. Now that challenge brings out a greater accomplishment than if you didn't have the challenge, yeah? Yes?
Yep.
So isn't the problem really what's making the level?
Yeah.
So if the problem is making it, then it is it. The Rebbe explains in a sikh in Lech Lecha, in Chilek Vav, I think it is. No, Chilek, that by Avram Avinu, it's Vayeder Avram Mitzrayma, the Yerida itself is the Aliyah. It's not only Yerida Tzedech Aliyah, the Yerida is the Aliyah. Correct. Keep that correct.
Dayenu.